KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog, less than 0.1 mile visibility. We have a dense fog advisory in effect for Cass and area counties along and south of Interstate 80 until 9 a.m. Skies will gradually become mostly sunny. We'll have a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A ban on open burning is in effect for residents of the city of Stewart in both Adair and Guthrie counties. The ban says no person shall engage in open burning from now until October 1st at midnight, except as specifically permitted by Iowa code. The ban may be extended, officials say, or rescinded at any time, but such conditions, dangerous to life or property, or no longer exist. Any violation of the proclamation in the meantime is a simple misdemeanor. Guthrie County has been experiencing moderate to extreme drought conditions for almost 2 months, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. An open burning ban is in place for Pottawatomie County until further notice. That ban went into effect at 5 p.m. Tuesday and prohibits all open and controlled burning in the county, including all incorporated city limits within the county. The current drought conditions, officials say, in combination with unharvested crops, present an increased risk for the potential of rapid fire spread, and controlled fires can quickly become uncontrolled. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Integrated Drought Information System Program, Pottawatomie County is currently classified as in the severe drought or D2 classification. County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed said, Pottawatomie County has seen the devastating effects of fire in extreme conditions, and we want to do everything we can to help mitigate incidents like that from occurring. During these dry conditions, he says, citizens are reminded not to throw out cigarettes from moving vehicles and to discontinue burning yard waste, piled tree debris, grass or agricultural ground, and set-asides along with other items during the ban. Small recreational campfires are permitted only if they are conducted in a fireplace of brick, metal, or heavy one-inch wire mesh. Any campfire not in an outdoor fireplace is prohibited. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports there have been 4 additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 statewide since 10 a.m. Tuesday, for a total of 1,125 and 449 additional positive cases of the virus, for a total of 65,486. Persons with pre-existing medical conditions made up for 791 of the deaths altogether. Officials say 604 deaths have taken place at a long-term care facility since the beginning of the outbreak. There have been a total of 48,004 persons who have recovered from the virus so far, and 3,489 additional test results received Tuesday, for a total of 572,661 since testing began. A total of just over 640,000 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19, and the combined 14-day positivity rate, including antigen tests, is at 10.3%. Here in the KJAN listening area, the IDPH once again has adjusted some of the COVID-19 figures that we brought to you on Tuesday. Adair County has 49 positive cases instead of 50. Audubon County has 38 cases instead of 40. Montgomery County is up 3 cases from 79 to 82. Pott County saw 13 more positive cases for a total of 1,648. Harrison County went up 16 to 165 positive cases, and Shelby County COVID-19 positive cases increased by 2 to 217. Officials say 310 Iowans were hospitalized with coronavirus since 10 a.m. on Tuesday. 87 patients are in intensive care, 39 are on ventilators compared to 43 on Tuesday. 62 patients had been admitted to the hospital since 10 a.m. Tuesday compared to 40 in Tuesday's report. Here in western and southwest Iowa, not much change in the numbers. 7 patients remain hospitalized with COVID-19, 4 remain in an ICU, 1 person was admitted to an area hospital yesterday, and 2 people remain on ventilators. Long-term care facility outbreaks are unchanged at 31, and those facilities must go 28 days without an active case in order to be dropped from the state's outbreak list. IDPH reported 845 positive cases and 408 people having recovered from within those facilities, including patients and staff. You can see the latest positive case numbers for western and southwest Iowa counties in the same story on our news page at kjan.com. Well, officials at the Adams County Auditor's Office report an informational forum with regard to elections will be presented by Adams County Auditor Becky Bissell tomorrow from 7 until 8 p.m. at the Corning Community Center. The forum offers you an opportunity to ask questions or express concerns about the election process in the state of Iowa. Everyone is welcome to attend and receive accurate information from knowledgeable officials rather than unknown sources that may offer inaccurate information, such as those you might find on the internet. And the City Council in Walnut will meet in a regular session 5 p.m. Thursday at the Walnut Community Center and online via GoToMeeting or dial-up. The information on those locations is presented in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. On their agenda is the public hearing for the fiscal year 2020-21 budget amendment, followed by discussion on the amendment and a vote on the adoption of a resolution amending the current budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2021. The council will hold discussion also with regard to the Walnut Community and Fitness Center, the Walnut Sesquicentennial Celebration, property maintenance, zoning matters, and other matters. They're expected to adopt the resolution to approve the street finance report and discuss a housing rehabilitation grant. In the funeral announcements, Winifred Ruth Justice Lemaster, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. A private graveside service for Winifred Lemaster will be today at 11 o'clock in the Griswold Cemetery. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. The service will be online as well on the Recon Dune Funeral Home Facebook page. Norma Christensen, age 85, of Woodbine and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. An open visitation for Norma Christensen will be Friday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. The family will not be present at any specific time. Lorraine Williams, age 97, of Grant, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lorraine Williams will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Wayne Walter, age 99, of Jefferson, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Public graveside services for Wayne Walter will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery south of Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Ernst will be on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Pearson Family Funeral Services assisting the family. Michelle Hunter, age 49, of Audubon, died August 27th. A celebration of life for Michelle Hunter will be September 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon Legion Park. Due to limited seating, everyone is encouraged to bring their lawn chairs. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Nancy Farley, age 71, of Anita, died Monday at her daughter's home. A private family funeral service for Nancy Farley will be held at a later date at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Anita. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.